pet psychic. That's what I am. Hi, I'm Cloverleaf, and I am here to talk about pet psychic.
Have you ever felt that your furry family had reincarnated? Or how are they getting along with the new, with the other family, furry family members or human ones? I also, I'm going to see about their chakras. Why are they so stressed? Why are they so tense? Why aren't they eating well like they used to? Have their habits changed? They've been acting a little bit weird lately. Or I took them to this, house or place, and it was, they couldn't stop barking or acting strange. Well, they do that. They do that because they're very super sensitive. Now, it is possible that your pet can reincarnate into another pet, person or loved one, human as well. They do have abilities to be also stressed. They seem drama, or they came from an abused home. Oh, especially if they're rescued, they have traumas from that household, and they still think that person is around, or that energy is around in a physical manner. Sometimes they feel uncomfortable, like if just say, oh, he's fine with us, but when my brother or my sister comes over, quote unquote, they get a little or because that could mean a sign that the guy was a man or a woman who was torturing them. Does your pet feel things? Yes. Do they know when you're in pain? Absolutely. They sense that, they smell it. They're very, very sensitive. They smell when you're sick, when you're in pain, when you don't feel good, when your woman menstruates. They feel that. I go by also life experiences too, that everything that I had went through, you know? And yes, they are also have, you know, some psychic ability. They could sense where there is a ghost, or a, how you say, a spiritual entity of a sort, because they also feel that too. They know. Yeah, when I broke my leg, my dog Rambo, my father's dog, my brother's dog, he was with me all the way through. Also, Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need in one place for free, which you can use from your phone or computer. Okay. Creation tools all allow you to record and edit you in your podcast, so it sounds great. They will distribute you. They will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard everywhere, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. You can easily make money with no minimum listenership. Call now. But anyways, you could reach me at area code 718-644-4460. Okay. And as I said, my dog Ramble was with me through the broken leg all the way through. Then we also had a house. Yes. We had a house
in Massachusetts. No, in Vermont. This was in South Burlington, Vermont. And we didn't know as kids. Every morning the dog at 5 a.m. would start barking. It was a ranch home in the mountains, across the street from the woods. It was just rough, 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 4 and 5 in the morning. Didn't know really what, why the dog would act this crazy. Shut up, Rambo, shut up. No. That was rough. We used to see things too, but it was just a creepy house. Later we find out I was doing making a garage sale because we needed to move. It was, you know, had to go emergency. And the newspaper guy said, "You guys live here? You're doing a garage sale? What's making you guys go?" We told him, job, opportunity, whatever. It was under his business. Making a garage sale. He said, "I did an article on this house." "You did?" "This house, the owner is arrested." "What do you mean?" "The owner of this house used to do this. He used to kidnap children, murder them, and have them in the garage. And he's in jail till today." And we're like, "What?" And then all the pieces came together. My youngest sister used to see things in the garage, blood splattered. Me, I just used to feel I couldn't sleep. The dog would be crazy. My grandfather would just be up and he knew. And it just looked like The Shining, the movie The Shining. It was that. Also the chakras. The dogs can feel very depressed and they could use meditation. I do that. I'm located in Staten Island, New York now. I do meditations and readings on the beach, the South Beach of Staten Island, where the sand lane meets. I'm going to do that for the rest of the summer. I just, you know, got my location. And you can really enjoy and find out lots of things. I've read dogs that had past life of royalty. They were their protectors. Dogs go way, way back. And it can happen. And find out what does your dog have to, or cat, a furry, slimy, creepy, crawly, whatever, they're your pet. I can read it. Also, humans come back too as pets, butterflies, birds. So, you know, contact me at area code 718-644-4460. And we can set up a journey for you and your pet. And we can do meditations. Thank you. This is Cloverleaf, and I will speak to you again. Thank you.